Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business will be this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? No? Okay.
Motion to approve the agenda is circulated.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The Board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The Board will then invite public comments. Supporters will be asked to go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. It is not necessary that you speak, though, in order to register your approval or disapproval, as the Board will ask for a show of hands either way. The Board may also ask questions of anyone who does speak. Direct questioning of witnesses is permitted. However, any questions must first be directed to the Board. The Board will then direct the questions to the appropriate individuals. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All Board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the Board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 9560, Paul and Karen Winneke, east of Route 1, east of Sandpiper Road, being lot D19, within Ocean Village Development, a variance from front yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Any down here? Paul Winneke, 120 Woodbrook Lane, Baltimore, Maryland.
Can you swear in? Do you swear testimony you're about to give true and fair professional knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Can you explain to the Board your request for this variance?
We started building a house 2.5 years ago in Sandpiper Village in Bethany Beach. We hired a builder, Shane Bryce. He controlled putting the pilings into the house. He then became addicted to a prescription painkiller and didn't continue to build our house. We then brought another contractor in who started building the house, but we ran out of time because there's a restriction in the neighborhood from June until September for construction. They came back and then they finished over this past year, and we finished a month or so ago. When the house got finished and we got our final permit, it turned out that the house was 10.5 inches longer on the road side of the house than the specs should have been. Or I'm not sure the zoning should have been. Nobody can quite figure out why it's a little bit longer than it should have been. I have a letter from the Ocean Village Community Association, which states that we meet all the architectural guidelines and they approve the house. We have a letter from the neighbor on each side, the north and the south side of our house, which states that they have no problem with the house, and we have a letter from a neighbor a couple doors down.
Okay.
The Sandpiper Lane is a bit of a curve, and the neighborhood's about 40-some years old, so there's no definitive back setback because of the way, since it's since the ruling would be 30 feet from, I don't know, the center of the road or the end of the road or something, there's different endings of all the houses because they've been built and rebuilt and changed over the past 40-some years. So it wouldn't in any way affect the neighborhood to have it 10 inches longer than the ruling. And the neighbor on each side, of course, none of them even knew that it was longer, and that's where the letters state. The Homeowners Association has approved the house, and we've gotten our deposit back that we had to give them before construction. And as far as I know, no one in the neighborhood
is against it.
In order to, you know, change it, we'd actually have to tear the whole house down from the back, and there's drain lines and all. I mean, it's the whole house is just 10 inches a little bit off of the piling. They think, when they've been talking about what may have happened, is that there could have been another, and we don't know. Our first builder became drug addicted, and we don't have any comeback to the person who put the pilings in. Land Tech was our land surveyor, and actually I have the as-built and the piling survey. You want to see it? The first is a drawing that shows where the pilings went into the ground. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is the as-built, which shows that I'm 29.1 feet instead of 30 feet back. And my contractor now thinks that there may have been another piling too deep when they went in, and one of the pilings got moved back a little bit. But the pilings are all within the setbacks all the way around the house. It's just that the house is overhanging from the piling. It cantilevers over the piling 9 or 10 inches more than it should cantilever over.
Okay.
And I guess that's all that I know.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Horton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Sets and everything else meets the setback requirements. I see on the drawing submitted with the application, there seems to be additional structure in the side setback.
You see that, Don?
Everything on the sides, apparently.
Whatever these are.
Everything on the sides, it's I mean, I don't know exactly how to read. This is the final.
Mr. Chairman.
Right.
And it's mm-hmm. it's 10 foot on this side and 10 foot on that side.
But this mm-hmm. appears to be closer than this.
Just
it
a front.
It must just be the way it's drawn because, I mean, this is the... This
just
is
a front was in violation.
Land Tech that I don't...
Front's the only violation?
Yeah, just a front.
Yeah. Yeah, that must just be the way it's drawn because these are the...
Thank you. No other questions. Okay.
Being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9560 as it's a minimum variance to afford relief, and I don't believe it will change the character of the neighborhood.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9560. All those in favor of the motion, give us a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.